Fahrenheit 9/11, Michael Moore's documentary critique of President Bush's war on terror, has won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival. It's the first time a documentary has won the festival's top honors in almost 50 years. Fahrenheit 9/11 explores the links between the Bush family and Saudi Arabia, including the family of Osama bin Laden. Film critic Kenneth Turan of the Los Angeles Times is in Cannes and joins me now. So first of all, tell us the scene. What was Michael Moore's reaction?
Michael Moore was flabbergasted. He really could not believe it. No one had really thought that this, I mean, it was always considered an outside possibility, but no one had really thought that it would win. And he just was floored. He was absolutely floored.
I know feelings are running very high in Europe. I wonder, was this, do you think, an award for the film's artistic merit, or was it some kind of a political statement from the industry about the war in Iraq?
Yeah, I think it's all of the above. You know, I think you cannot, first of all, it's a very well-made film. It might be Michael Moore's best film in terms of actual filmmaking. So it's not like they had to overlook, you know, artistic flaws to give it an award. But I think you can't help but feel that the jury, which actually has more, the Cannes jury this year has more Americans on it than any other nationality. You have to feel that the political message of the film is something that was on their mind as well.
I know that Quentin Tarantino is heading the panel of judges, the American filmmaker, and there were other Americans on it. But did any of the judges talk about why they decided to give the award to Michael Moore?
Traditionally, they don't speak at all. This year, for the first time, they're going to have a press conference. This was all set up like months ago. Nobody knew that this was the film that's going to win. But they have set up for the first time ever, as part of changes to the festival, a press conference for the jury. Tomorrow, will they talk about why they made their choices? So actually, why sometimes this remains a mystery for days or weeks or months, actually tomorrow we'll find out why they picked it.
Nobody in the United States has seen this film. None of the Cannes was the first opportunity anyone has had to look
exactly.
at it. So I assume you've seen it. You said it was a well-made film. What else can you tell us?
Really, what this film is like an alternative look at the last 4 years, you know, of the political life of America. It's kind of Michael Moore's radical look at what he doesn't think we're seeing on TV, what he doesn't think we're hearing on the radio, what he doesn't think we're reading in newspapers. And it really is kind of a look at everything that's happened over the past few years. And it's quite fascinating from that point of view. He had film crews embedded with troops in Iraq, crews that the government did not know were working for Michael Moore, and they have some really interesting interviews, as all kinds of interesting footage. It's really more of a compilation film, but it's put together with Michael Moore's kind of special sensibility and his sarcasm and his kind of voiceover that's very much, you know, unique to him. So it's quite entertaining, and it's quite pointed, and it really made an impression on people here.
Disney, which is the parent company of Miramax, has said that it did not want to distribute such a politically charged film in an election year. Do you think this prize puts pressure on Disney to release Fahrenheit 9/11 in the United States?
I don't think so. I mean, they may wish that all this hadn't happened, but I think at this point what is happening is that the film is going to be given back to Harvey and Bob Weinstein personally, the people who own who run Miramax. Disney is the company that owns it. And they are going to make some kind of distribution deal with other companies in which they will be involved to a certain extent, but another company, not Miramax, will officially distribute it. I think Disney wants to wash its hands of this thing. I don't think they're going to take it back. If anything, it's going to make them flee from it even further.
But what you're saying is it will be seen.
I think it will be seen. I mean, Michael Moore before this was pessimistic. He said that, you know, everyone thinks it's a publicity stunt, but really it's not good for a film to change distributors 8 weeks before it's supposed to come out, because he wants it to come out on July 4th weekend. He wants it to have an impact on the election campaign. He wants the DVD to come out in October. He really made this film with an eye towards influencing the election.
Thanks very much, Ken.
Thank you, Linda.
Kenneth Turan is the film critic for the Los Angeles Times and for NPR's Morning Edition. We reached him in Cannes.